poll, Trump 2024 support remains consistent, DeSantis on the rise. By Hannah Blow on November 12, 2022. Support for a potential Donald Trump 2024 presidential bid has remained relatively steady over the last year and a half, data from a Morning Consult survey found. While the survey asserts that Trump's support has dipped in recent months, it is actually exactly the same as the survey taken in May 2021, which showed 48% of potential GOP voters supporting him. It is true, however, that he reached a high of 57% in August 2022, only to dip back down to 48% in November. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., has not overtly indicated an intention of running for president in 2024, but support for him has risen since May 2021, when he polled at 8%. Now, 26% said they would support him in a 2024 Republican presidential primary. According to the survey, despite the seemingly inverse fortunes of the two men, should they decide to run against each other, Trump and his potential heir apparent are pulling from slightly different parts of the Republican primary electorate. For example, the average Trump-supporting potential primary voter is slightly more likely to be a woman, a person of color or lack of college education, while the average DeSantis backer is more likely to hail from the suburbs, live in a higher-income household and be of retirement age. Notably, over a quarter of potential 2024 voters, 26%, support neither candidate in that scenario at this point. November's survey was taken among at least 390 potential GOP primary voters with a margin of error ranging from +3% to +5%. The survey comes on the heels of former President Donald Trump teasing a very big announcement on November 15, when many speculate that he will announce his 2024 bid. "I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida," Trump said during Monday's rally in Ohio. "Now, in order to make our country successful and safe and glorious, I will very, very, very probably do it again," Trump said. "Okay? Very, very, very probably. Very, very, very probably." The former president has taken aim at DeSantis, whom he voted for, in recent days, assigning him the nickname Ronda Sanctimonious. However, in an interview with Fox News Digital, he referred to DeSantis as a fine guy. "I don't know if he is running. I think if he runs, he could hurt himself very badly. I really believe he could hurt himself badly," Trump said of the Florida governor. "I think he would be making a mistake. I think the base would not like it. I don't think it would be good for the party." That interview, however, came before Trump's Thursday evening attack on the governor, expressing frustration that DeSantis has avoided the question as to whether he would run if Trump does. And now, Ronda Sanctimonious is playing games. The fake news asks him if he's going to run if President Trump runs, and he says, "I'm only focused on the governor's race, I'm not looking into the future." "Well, in terms of loyalty and class, that's really not the right answer," he said in a statement in Truth Social post.